Thank you for tuning in to the WOLA podcast, Latin America Today. It's Tuesday, June 11th, 2013. I'm Adam Isaacson. I'm the Senior Associate for Regional Security Policy here at WOLA. And I'm here with two of my colleagues here, John Walsh, who's the Senior Associate for Drug Policy, and Jeff Thale, our Program Director. And we're talking, John is just back from Guatemala, where he spent last week. He was at the, every June, the OAS has its General Assembly, regular session of its General Assembly, where representatives of all the countries meet and sort of discuss the priorities for the Organization of American States. And this year was in Guatemala, and the host government was Guatemala, and chose a topic that I think would have been an extremely unusual topic for them to have chosen even a few years ago, which was drug policy. Before we go on, welcome, John, and welcome, Jeff.
Thanks.
Thanks, Adam.
And, John, well, I mean, you were there. Was this an uncomfortable topic for every country in the region to be discussing all in one room?
Given their druthers, most governments would prefer not to discuss drug policy.
And why were they?
They were because some presidents in the region have raised the subject very vocally, including Otto Perez Molina of Guatemala, also President Santos in Colombia, and in some cases with dissent in the region, but in some cases with quiet support of other presidents, Uruguay's President Mujica, for instance. And Guatemala chose to focus this General Assembly on drug policy about a year after the Cartagena Summit, which made drug policy the focal point for the private discussion of heads of state, and launched an OAS report on drug policy that was released just last month in May in Bogota.
Right. Yes, yeah, so you actually were, John, were following pretty closely, or I would even say at some levels participating in the OAS process of writing and debating what was going to be in this document. And it seems like a pretty important document. What is it?
It's actually many pieces to it, but essentially it's the OAS response to